Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you ever taken a Pilates class? I personally have not. I know it's true. I'm a trainer. I have never taken a Pilates class or had a Pilates one-on-one, so I would not even know what to expect on my first day. And we're going to learn about that today from Grace DeSimone. She's the group fitness director for Plus One Health Management, and she's the editor of ACSM's resources for the group fitness instructor. So she is the expert. Welcome to the show, Grace. Pilates, what is it? What does it do for you? And what do we expect on our first class? How hard is it?
Well, first I have to tell you a quick funny little story about Pilates. Many years ago, like 15 years ago, before Pilates really came into the mainstream, it was something that people did and celebrities may have done it, and you started reading about it. And I was working at a club and I was teaching what we would consider regular classes, and they had a master class for Pilates. So I told people in my class, you need to go to this. I use a lot of these inspired moves from Pilates. This would be a good thing. Go to it and let me know how it is. So a whole week goes by. People come to me and say, we saw the pie ladies. And I was like, oh, people are selling pies? This would be so great. What kind of pies? And they're like, no, the pie ladies. We went to the pie ladies. Well, we had this whole who's on first discussion, trying to figure out what they were talking about. What they were talking about was the Pilates, but since they didn't know what it was, and the sign was up, and there, I was like so excited that I was going to find some nice lady selling apple pie in the gym, and that wasn't the case. So you might not know what it is. It sounds an awful lot like food or a pie, but what Pilates is, it's been around for a very, very long time, much like yoga, not as long as yoga, but it's been around a long time. It's a sequence of exercises that, when repeated and perfected, results in improved core performance. So what does that mean? That means when you're going in and starting to practice Pilates, your very first class, you want to make sure that you're in a class for a beginner. Make sure that you communicate that, whether you're in a Pilates studio or you're in a gym. Which class would be the best class for me if I've never done this before? And just know that the first time out, there'll be a lot of things that seem new, and that's okay. You muddle through them, because the next time and the next time and the next time, they're all going to be pretty much the same. It's a sequence of exercises. So once you learn them and you become more familiar with them, then you start working on the nuances of the exercise, and that's where you start getting good at it. What's important about Pilates is it works your core. What's that? We hear that all the time. Think of your core as all the muscles between your shoulders and your hips that control the movements of your trunk. Now, a lot of people come in to Pilates classes and say, my doctor sent me to work on my core, and they don't know what to expect. Most of the time, you are on a mat, on the floor, and a lot of the exercises are done sitting or laying down. You are most often barefoot, and if you go to a Pilates studio, don't be surprised if they tell you they want you to start on the reformer first. And the reformer it's a piece of equipment or an apparatus that's used for the same thing. And you might think, well, because it's a piece of equipment, and if you ever saw a Pilates reformer, it looks very intimidating. It's like, well, what is that thing? It looks like it's torturous. But it actually assists the individual in performing the exercises in the beginning. So a lot of times in a studio, they'll have you take the reformer first for a couple of sessions so you understand what you're doing, you understand the functionality of really working those core muscles, and then you can go to what is traditionally called a Pilates mat class. In a gym, usually you can go right into a mat class, and a lot of times the mat classes in a gym setting are a little watered down. But essentially, that's what it is. And the exercises all go very much like you would experience in a yoga class. It's a familiar sequence from one exercise to the next. And I will tell you this, a lot of people go to Pilates and think they're going to relax. And it's hard. It's not really relaxing. It's a very busy kind of class, because your brain is constantly working to perfect the movement. but extremely beneficial, and extremely beneficial for those who are people who are looking to strengthen the core, which ultimately helps to protect the back.
So is it, are there some moves that are similar to yoga, Grace?
Yeah, there's many moves. Like the one that we all know and love is the plank, where you're in a push-up position, but you're not going up and down, you're just holding it. Both Pilates and yoga use that movement. So that would be one that you use, and there is some crossover.
There is, and I've noticed that when I've looked stuff up and seen some of the different movements, that there's definitely crossover, and even crossover with just your basic core exercises that I've been using for years and years. So someone goes into a class, they make sure that the class is for beginners, they don't expect it to be relaxing, it's a busy class, and then they follow the instructor and do these movements. Is it something that you will be sore after, and how soon do you notice results in your core?
Good question. It's like any other exercise, depends on when your body will get sore. So it would be just like doing any other activity, but I would pretty much say you will be sore if you are starting out from the beginning, because you're not used to having that much focus on the abdominals, and also you're working, you know, your waist, you're working your back, you're working your shoulders to support you to do some of those planking type movements. What was the other question that you asked? You asked something else.
Yeah, how long does it take to see results?
Okay. So here's the Joseph Pilates answer. It takes 10 sessions to feel the results. It takes 10 more sessions for other people to, no, 10 sessions for you to feel the results, 10 more sessions for you to start seeing the results, and 10 sessions after that until other people see the results. That is the Joseph Pilates quote about doing Pilates. So the answer there is 30 sessions.
And wow, that is great. I love how specific that answer is because people
well,
are always
that's
looking
Joseph's
towards
answer.
Well, and people are looking towards goal-oriented and result-oriented exercises, things that they actually can see. So 10 sessions, 20 sessions, 30 sessions, and other people will notice, and you will notice. And so it's a really great core exercise. Now, we just have about a minute and a half left. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners about Pilates that they should beware of?
Yes, there's two things. One is the old school of Pilates, the traditional school of Pilates, uses what we call a C curve in the back. So if you imagine yourself laying on your back, you have a natural arch in your back, but the original form of Pilates has you tuck your tail so that there's no space between your back and the floor. They call it imprinting the back. The new and modern contemporized school of Pilates uses a natural curve in the spine. And that's more based on recent research and studies, et cetera. In my personal opinion, contemporized Pilates is probably better for people who are looking to strengthen their core, or what I would call a blended form of Pilates. However, if you are seeking advice from a physician and the physician says you should do Pilates, you now have that piece of information that you are armed with to ask, which kind of Pilates should I do? They may or may not know, but if you find out what that is and you have an educated instructor or studio, you can go in and make sure you're doing the right kind of movement for your particular injury or condition.
That is a perfect explanation. We learned all about Pilates today, what to expect at your first class, how much sessions you need to really see results, and how difficult it is, whether or not you would be sore. All of these questions were answered, and if you missed any of those great answers, listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com, and certainly share these shows with your friends, because that's how we spread around the good knowledge from the experts that we interview here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.